in a backyard. Chair Jennifer Hamandi tells us who.
Bob is a school teacher in Portland. So thank you very much, Bob.
United Airlines, meanwhile, saying loose bolts are found on some of the door plugs of its MAX 9s. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is out of intensive care, but he remains hospitalized after undergoing a still undisclosed procedure last week. The White House is looking into why the Pentagon delayed notifying the president and senior officials about it. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel as his Middle East trip continues. NASA says the private company which built the lunar lander it launched early today is looking into a problem which could prevent it from landing on the moon next month. Big day for stocks. Dow and the NASDAQ both closed up in triple digits. This is ABC News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another bird flu case is confirmed in another commercial poultry operation in northwest Wisconsin. This time, it's in Washburn County. State and federal agriculture officials are on the case. They say birds from the flock are being euthanized and will not enter the food system. Wisconsin Republicans introduced their bill to legalize medical marijuana today. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells WISN-TV's Upfront he doesn't want to go down the path to legalizing recreational pot.
We have way too many drugs. We just went through a huge opioid crisis. The last thing that we need is marijuana shops on every street corner of every small town in Wisconsin, like we're seeing in Michigan and Illinois. They're not good.
Governor Evers has said he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A winter storm warning is in effect for Richland and all southwestern Wisconsin counties through Wednesday morning. The National Weather Service increased its expected snowfall total for southwestern Wisconsin, with Richland Center expected to receive 6 to 12 inches of snow, with isolated amounts of over a foot in some areas. In addition, high winds will lead to blowing and drifting Tuesday into Wednesday. The greatest impacts will be early tomorrow morning, with snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour. No one is hurt after a house fire northeast of Richland Center on Sunday. The fire, which happened at a home on Dog Hollow Road, was in the attic and chimney. The home had severe smoke and water damage, with crews on the scene for 3 hours. Nearly 3 dozen firefighters were called to the house. No cause of the fire was given in a release from the Richland Center Fire Department. Today's forecast calls for cloudy skies and highs in the mid-30s before snow arrives tonight, with a winter storm warning expected to last into Wednesday morning. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Packers beat the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Chicago Bears 17-9 at Lambeau Field and punched their ticket to the playoffs. Green Bay heads to Dallas this week to face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys Sunday afternoon at 3:30. Is there any question now that Jordan Love is the legit replacement for Aaron Rodgers at quarterback? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I don't think there's many questions left, to be honest with you. He's just got to continue to do what he's been doing. I think great things are in store for him.
Packers receiver Dontavian Wicks with 6 catches for 61 yards and 2 touchdowns on how Jordan Love has improved.
It was early in the season. We didn't have that chemistry, like I said. So he just had to get that feeling. The last couple weeks, you know, he'd been on his A-game.
Bears have now lost to the Packers 10 times in a row. Quarterback Justin Fields on the Bears' 7-10 season.
Of course, it was a lot of ups and downs. You know, I grew a lot, learned a lot this year, and, you know, I think it's going to do nothing but help me in the future.
That's Bears quarterback Justin Fields with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's the calm before the storm. Cloudy skies and highs into the mid-30s as snow smacks us tonight after 10 p.m., prompting a winter storm warning through tomorrow night as winds begin to whip up to 35 miles per hour, bringing 2 to 4 inches by tomorrow morning, with another 4 to 8 possible tomorrow. Right now, 33 degrees.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, it's an I'm loving it Monday edition. I'm loving it.
How you loving doing? Loving every minute of recruiting. Good to see you, man. Happy Monday. Nate, working so hard on the board. Thank you, sir. Of course, our fair audience, happy Monday. Here we go again. It's gonna be a busy couple of months, I think.
Well, it's gonna start this week, Dom. I'll tell you all about it soon. The For the Love of Democracy tour kicks off right after the Snowmageddon that happens tomorrow. You know, my kid's school already canceled. Middleton schools already called off for tomorrow. I haven't seen a snowflake yet.
Ah, they got days to burn, man. You know, teachers need a break too.
Well, I hope they get them out. The first real snowstorm of the year, Dom. The first big one.
By the lake here, though, Crudy's supposed to be not quite as bad along Lake Michigan, but I understand Madison, some parts of Wisconsin, could have get up to 9 or more inches. Damn.
Don't want to talk about the snow yet, Tom.
No, okay.
Because today, Tom, we're leading weed.
Yeah, baby.
Today, finally, Tom, is the good news that we get to talk about the legalization of recreational marijuana right here in the great state of Wisconsin.
That's not quite. No, it's not recreational. And unfortunately,
medicinal.
Yes, there we go.
Use of marijuana, where I, as someone that garners a lot of anxiety relief, Dom, from smoking the cannabis flower occasionally, I would be able to go and seek and get medical relief.
Well, I mean, depends on what your actual ailment was. I mean, I got to be honest. So, you know, obviously the Republicans have now put forth this effort in Wisconsin. They're coming around, man. They're going to legalize medicinal marijuana. And this is so bad. I mean, I cannot imagine a more unbecoming legalization bill than what the Republicans have offered right now.
Wait. But here's the sweetest part.
Yeah.
The state of Wisconsin is going to be your dealer.
What? These Republicans? I mean, I thought it was all about, you know, small business and capitalism. Are you going to have, what, the socialist weed? Is that what we're talking about right now?
Well, you're going to have badger weed? Because the state of Wisconsin, uniquely, there are 38 other states that have done some version of medicinal marijuana. And this promises to be the most restrictive so far.
Yeah.
And uniquely, Dom, and you know, you got to give it to these Republicans for creative thought. Instead,
I mean, if you can, you say you're going to legalize marijuana, I can't imagine more of a buzzkill than what these Republicans have proposed.
Well, it'll be right down at the DOT. You go right there and you pull a number and you just sit there for hours and hours and hours. And eventually a bureaucrat who came up with the bright idea to put the state in charge here of the dispensaries, not the experts, not even medical professionals, but some newly created branch of state bureaucracy.
New deep state going to be the drug dealer, man. I mean, how very Robin Boss of us.
Wow. Assembly GOP proposes medical marijuana bill that would create state-run dispensaries. I love it already, Dom. I'm loving it. I'm loving this proposal. Not. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Monday announced a bill creating a medical marijuana program and state-run dispensaries in Wisconsin, marking the first time an effort to legalize cannabis was pushed by at least one leader of the Republican-controlled state legislature. But it doesn't appear to have the backing of key members of the Senate yet. That's okay. We don't want it either. Including the leader of Republicans in the chamber and the senator that has introduced a less restrictive medical marijuana bill in the past. Wisconsin is one of 12 states where recreational or medical marijuana is not available.
Boo! Boo!
12 states in the entire nation. We're down to the last 12. We're down to the dirty dozen, Dom. Democratic lawmakers and Governor Tony Evers have for years called for legalization of marijuana for recreational and medical use, but have been blocked so far by GOP legislative leaders. Yeah, I'm looking forward to new maps in 2024, Dom. Now Republican lawmakers, at least on the assembly side, are growing warmer. Are they growing warmer? Is it global warming, Dom, or growing warmer to the idea of allowing marijuana use for medicinal purposes? But the bill released Monday would not allow users to smoke cannabis, nor would it pave the way for private dispensaries in Wisconsin. You can only use it our way. Let me tell you, the consumer, how you will receive your relief.
Medicine. Yes, yes. Your medicine. You're going to tell us how we have to get the medicine? Okay, that's very interesting. Thank you, Dr. Voss.
Well, let me quote Dr. Voss. You know, I have seen him pictured in the full gear, right? He looked a little like an epidemiologist that day. The people of Wisconsin have said they want us to try to find solutions for problems that vex our society.
Yeah, new maps ought to help with that.
There are very few Republicans that I know, and I would say most employers and even an awful lot of citizens that do not want to see this become an end around to get us towards recreational marijuana.
Oh, heaven forbid, not recreational marijuana where we can go across all these borders and just go pick it up and come back with it, paying all those taxes, hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes. And I don't know about you, Robin Voss, but I would say most employers want their employees to be on the job sober, period. And let me tell you something else. Marijuana's already here, man. So whatever consumption is being done right now is already being done. And as a prior business owner and a cannabis user myself, I would absolutely want my employees to come in sober and do the job that they're being paid to do. Absolutely. But what they do on their own time, man, I don't want them coming in and drinking in the morning on the job. I don't want them coming and smoking weed in the morning on the job. But if they go home, what they do on their own time, that's fine. I mean, how many hours in the state of Wisconsin are lost to alcoholic hangovers? You know what I mean?
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bigger problem. So if you were really concerned about what employers thought, maybe you should try to, I don't know, make alcohol prohibition real again.
You know, I'd point out, we are an independent product, and pretty much our workplace pursuits are our own. So let's not hammer on a guy that might come in and need a little creative help in the morning. Just saying, it goes well with Diet Dew.
I'm just saying, Robin Voss, come on, man. In a statement, Evers spokeswoman Britt Kutubek did not say whether Evers would sign the bill released Monday.
Don't do it, Tony.
He told reporters last week that he would approve a restrictive medical marijuana bill unless Republicans include a poison pill like cuts to taxes or diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives that he opposes. Kudobek said this, if the governor will be reviewing Assembly Republicans' proposal, and he looks forward to hearing from Wisconsinites and other stakeholders as the bill moves through the legislative process. Boss said the bill has the support of at least 50 Republicans in the Assembly, which would be enough to pass the proposal without Democratic votes.
Wait. You're going to pass a legalized marijuana bill without the support of Democrats. And I'm not trying to cast aspersions here on one party or the other, Dom. But if there's a stoner party, it's the Democrats. You're not going to ask any of the stoners.
Come on, man.
Stakeholders, let's call us.
Me too, man. Don't act like that's not happening. I don't believe that for a minute. Come on, all you libertarian-leaning Republicans out there, you know who you are. I know who you are.
I thought it was mostly brown liquor, three fingers deep.
Well, that's totally fine as well. We wanted to focus on putting a program together that would get the votes in the Assembly to show that we actually were serious about getting this done. Democrats have previously accused Republicans of promoting their medical marijuana bill during an election year, despite knowing it doesn't have the votes
from law. Is it 2024? Is it an election year again? Here comes a medical marijuana proposal from the GOP.
The first thing out of the gates, dude. Our friend, State Senator Melissa Agard of Madison.
Let's take her temperature, because if Melissa likes this bill, there's probably something to it. I wonder what Melissa thinks.
She said, putting forward an overly restrictive medical cannabis bill does not move our state in the right direction. It is disappointing to see that yet again, Wisconsin Republican legislators are acting as health professionals when they are not. I firmly believe that we must trust doctors, patients, and caretakers to make these personal medical decisions, Agard said in a statement. Using marijuana for medical purposes with a doctor's approval is a popular idea among Wisconsin voters. 83% supported in 2019, the only time the Marquette University Law School poll asked the question. GOP leaders have previously said support was building in their caucus for the idea, but previous iterations of the bill haven't gotten far in the legislature beyond getting a public hearing in 2022. In a statement, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu did not say whether he supported the Assembly GOP's plan, but said specific details of the proposal are important and need to be thoroughly vetted before the Senate decides how to proceed. The Assembly's medical marijuana proposal will move through the normal legislative process, including committee action, before being considered by the full Senate.
You know, here's the part that's really a quandary to me. What is it? The Delta 9's illegal, but the Delta 8's legal.
Right.
And there are plenty of legal marijuana dispensaries right here in the great state of Wisconsin. We got a business relationship with Herbal Aspect right here in Madison. I mean, three dispensaries, they can sell it under state law and under federal law. And they can sell cannabis flower, my understanding, Dom. I think I've acquired a few legal cannabis flowers from the Herbal Aspect. So, Dom, I don't quite understand the need for this. And I mean, quite frankly, other than the 83% support that Republicans find themselves on the wrong side of history again. I mean, you can't be on the wrong side of every freaking issue, can you, Robin Voss? Even Scott Walker blamed his loss on legalized marijuana. So if this were a real proposal, we'd be down for it. But if Melissa Agard says, hell no, you know, you ain't got, if you don't get love from Melissa, you ain't got no love for that bill, Dom.
Come on. Republicans indicated their proposal would be more restrictive than the 38 states that currently allow it. The plan is for 5 dispensaries managed by the State Department of Health Services in each Medicaid region. That's a great idea, boss. You kidding me, man?
Love is what we got. Tell you all about the tour for the Love of Democracy 2024. It's coming soon, and it's sponsored by our friends at Chad's Design Build.
News from the center, WRCE. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, on News from the Center, WRCE 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates. Break. Thank you for listening to the Devil Advocates Radio Show. You can always join us on the lines 844-967-2789. Crudy, Wisconsin's going up in smoke. Robin Voss, the Republicans have put out a proposal, some ideas to legalize medicinal marijuana in the state of Wisconsin. And of course, leave it to the Republicans to make that announcement a huge buzzkill. And here's a few of the details I want to make sure we get out there to our audience. Again, you can join us 844-967-2789. The state would run the dispensaries, as mentioned before the break. Five dispensaries managed by the State Department of Health Services would be in each Medicaid region, which Republicans said would mark the first time a state has run dispensaries. You know, doing it our own way here, Crudy.
Much like Scott Walker did by not expanding Medicaid. You know, his unique take on Obamacare.
And it isn't it
the Wisconsin
possibly
way.
Be just a jab at, let's see, if communities of color were overly regulated and overly policed for the weed, and now it becomes legal or semi-legal, that, you know, no, they can't make some money on that. What already put them in prison or put them in jail or put them in probation? No, can't do it. The state's going to do it. So, you know, that's how we do it here. Here's why, though. Why, Crudy? When asked why Republicans supported government-run businesses in this scenario, Voss said marijuana is still illegal under federal law. We want to guarantee that law enforcement knows that it's well-controlled and well-documented.
Does that give the rest of us cover? Oh, no, this is some state weed. Don't worry about what's in my trunk. I mean, like, what a ridiculous scenario.
Oh, no, it gets better. It gets better. Here's the buzzkill. Patients would get doctor's confirmation of their medical condition, pay a $100 registration fee per year, and visit a pharmacist at the dispensary to get the prescription.
Okay, I can live with those regulations. $100 per year, go to the pharmacy, see my doctor. What qualifies me, Dom? Certainly my anxiety, my stress, that would qualify me, right?
Well, Curtie, the bill lays out 9 medical conditions that would qualify for the program, including cancer, glaucoma, severe chronic pain, multiple sclerosis, and terminal illness with life expectancy of less than a year. Boss said additional conditions could be added through legislation, but authors looked to other states to create a list.
I'm pre-treating my glaucoma. I feel like if I lighten up the interocular pressure, you know, I may never get the glaucoma, so that's going to be my excuse, ? I mean, unlike this is a very short list.
Voss said most forms of cannabis would be allowed, including concentrates, oils, tinctures, edibles, pills, topical creams, and vapors, among others. Participants would not be able to smoke the marijuana.
You know, I've been doing this for 40 years, pretty much on and off every day, and I can tell you there are a couple of things on those lists that would be permissible, like the concentrates and the tinctures. They scare me a little bit, man. Even sometimes the edibles are done right.
Well, yeah, and the vapes can be real strong as well. Yeah, that's 80-90%.
So you're telling me I can only use a concentrated dose, but I can't self-regulate the same way I have for 40 years through the black market.
Right. Or just crossing 20%. On the flower.
Or driving 45 minutes across the state border. Or just calling a guy I know who's 5 minutes down the road, because it's all over the place.
It can't be like, hey, you know, Republicans are thinking, how can we get those independents and Democrats and libertarians come vote for us? Well, we'll legalize medicinal marijuana in the weakest way possible. I mean, is that they're hoping for votes on this? Because if anyone has any of those illnesses right now, they can just go across the border, as Gertie said, pick some up, come home. Without the rigmarole, without any of the BS, without having to deal with Robin Voss. Is it still legal in the state of Wisconsin? Man. Yes.
You can go to Iowa and get a medicinal marijuana card. You can go to Minnesota and get medicinal marijuana and soon full legal marijuana. Right now, you got to go through the tribes. You can go to Illinois and you can go to, you know, the warehouse at Exit 1 in South Beloit. And they're doing brisk commerce each and every time I'm down there, Dom. Or you can either make that long trip around or straight due north to the UP, Dom, and it's sweet up
Michigan,
there.
Michigan, man. Michigan's got it going on.
Michigan does, in fact.
Heavier than Illinois. The taxes are lower than Illinois. Yeah, and they're very kind to the out-of-staters in Michigan.
And has this all come to pass since, what, 2016, dude? In Michigan, I mean, specifically. How recently was marijuana legalized in Michigan?
I'd have to look it up. Yeah, but it's only been a few years. I mean, I've been going to the same place when I go to Detroit. It's great, man. I can jump on the internet. I can punch in my order or drive there, pull in, I give them the cash. They walk out and give it to me. I mean, what used to be an open-air drug deal is now a curbside service, man. And it's a sweet store, and the people are awesome, and everyone's happy, man. You know, are you kidding me?
They had a covered drive-through service in the UP because sometimes they get snow up there. Like, you drive through the building. It was like a tunnel of weed, and they would give you your stuff inside the building, and then you would drive out like Jiffy Lube door.
Right. Robin Voss doesn't think that what people want, marijuana. I mean, give me a break, man. It's just so ridiculous. You're not going to get votes for it. I don't know if you're thinking that you're going to help out the booze industry by doing it. But, you know, if people want it, they're going to get it. Let's just get on with it, man. It's less dangerous than alcohol or nicotine. I don't see you saying you want to make those illegal again, Robin Voss. And you probably, you know, imbibe in some of those things. So, you know, how about just get off the high horse, understand that this is all reefer madness. Look around what's going on. Let's get ourselves, I don't know, $200 or $300 million in tax revenue. Because, oh yeah, I guess apparently there's money in drugs.
844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hi, Jack.
Well, yeah, first of all, you got to love the arrogance of these legislators and judges. They think they're doctors. They come up with, you have to have this to be prescribed for marijuana, and you can't have this pill because it's dangerous. But of course, Viagra is even more dangerous. I'd like to see the medical licenses of the people that have made these decisions.
You know, Jack, it could get worse. The Mifepristone case before the U.S. Supreme Court, they could undermine medical contraceptives. The U.S. Supreme Court, in light of some biblical belief of a few of the justices.
Yeah, again, like I say, this is ridiculous. These guys are essentially trying to foist their own personal opinions off as legitimate medical opinion. The second thing I want to say, though, is alcohol is pretty clearly much more dangerous in many ways. First of all, it permeates our entire society. And secondly, I have never seen, my stepdaughter works for some medical marijuana people in Boulder, Colorado. I have never seen a dispensary fight, but I have seen a lot of bar fights.
Ain't that the truth, Jack? And no one's ever died that I know of from smoking too much weed. But you can drink yourself to death any day of the week.
Dom, the Jordan Love Boat. Sitting in the garage right now, but I can't wait to get it on the water. I'm feeling good about my team. Could they be Super Bowl bound?
Good luck in Dallas. Go Detroit.
Well, I'll take my chances against your Lions. And those Cowboys. We'll beat the Cowboys, man. I hate the Cowboys.
Oh, come on.
It's not like that's a great team. Tell me who they've beaten this year. You don't even know. You're not even a fan. You're
tough at home, dude. Dallas at home? Come on. Good luck.
I'll take those chances.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It doesn't happen a lot in Wisconsin, but it does happen. A small earthquake was detected near Crandon in northern Wisconsin yesterday morning. The Crandon Fire Department posted on Facebook about reports of rumbling and shaking in the area. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms it was a 2.5 magnitude quake. January is National Blood Donor Month, and that's no coincidence.
January was chosen because it's typically a challenging time of the year for us to collect life-saving blood.
Diane Wright of the American Red Cross says a blood transfusion is performed every 2 seconds in the United States. About 3% of Americans donate blood each year. Each donation helps two or more people in need. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A winter storm warning is in effect for Richland and all of southwestern Wisconsin counties through Wednesday morning. The National Weather Service increased its expected snowfall total for the area, with Richland Center expected to receive 8 to 12 inches of snow, with isolated amounts over a foot in some areas. In addition, high winds will lead to blowing and drifting Tuesday into Wednesday, with temperatures falling off Wednesday into the single digits and teens. The greatest impacts will be early tomorrow morning, with snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour. The winter weather means that Richland is among dozens of school districts calling off school for tomorrow in southwestern Wisconsin. With heavy snow and gusty winds expected, most area districts announced closures for tomorrow as of this afternoon. Other school districts in Richland County off tomorrow include Ithaca, Riverdale, Kickapoo, River Valley, and Weston. Also, the Richland County Senior Nutrition Program meal sites are closed, and there will be no home delivery on Tuesday.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Packers beat the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Chicago Bears 17-9 at Lambeau Field and punched their ticket to the playoffs. Green Bay heads to Dallas this week to face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys Sunday afternoon at 3:30. Is there any question now that Jordan Love is the legit replacement for Aaron Rodgers at quarterback? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I don't think there's many questions left, to be honest with you. He's just got to continue to do what he's been doing. I think great things are in store for him.
Packers receiver Dontavian Wicks with 6 catches for 61 yards and 2 touchdowns on how Jordan Love has improved.
It was early in the season. We didn't have that chemistry, like I said. So he just had to get that feeling. The last couple weeks, you know, he'd been on his A game.
Bears have now lost to the Packers 10 times in a row. Quarterback Justin Fields on the Bears 7-10 season.
Of course, it was a lot of ups and downs. I mean, I grew a lot, learned a lot this year, and, you know, I think it's going to do nothing but help me in the future.
That's Bears quarterback Justin Fields with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's the calm before the storm. Cloudy skies and highs into the mid-30s as snow smacks us tonight after 10 p.m., prompting a winter storm warning through tomorrow night as winds begin to whip up to 35 miles per hour, bringing 2 to 4 inches by tomorrow morning, with another 4 to 8 possible tomorrow. Right now, 33 degrees.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
The Devil's Advocate.
because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Dom, I'm hitting the road bright and early Wednesday morning, heading to Des Moines, Iowa. Heading back, what, third, fourth, fifth time we've been to Des Moines?
They all kind of blend together, man.
They do, because most of the time we spend at the downtown Marriott Hotel Bar in the lobby, Dom. That is the place to party and see and be seen. The political world will be in a Marriott lobby in Des Moines Wednesday night. I'll be there. I'll bring you back the details on Thursday. But, Dom, I can confirm I have been credentialed for the final GOP presidential alternative to Trump debate, because Trump's not going to the debate. Trump's not going to be in Des Moines at the debate, but Trump's going to be on the Foxy News doing a counter-programming event in Des Moines, same night. I will also confirm whether or not we're on the Trump no-fly list.
Yeah.
Because I've asked for credentials for a Trump campaign event next Thursday. I cannot possibly anticipate will be highly attended. It's a Ben Carson event. I'm not even sure that Trump's on the docket. It's like,
that's what I'm saying, man.
A Trump surrogate, Ben Carson. If I can't get into that event, we're on the no-fly list. You know what I'm saying?
Right, dude.
So we'll find out for sure sometime later this week. But CNN, apparently I'm still in their relatively good graces.
Oh, excellent.
You Glad to hear. Here's what got me in. I'm feeling quite confident. I offered to spend some money and get the Direct Line Ethernet.
Ooh, fancy.
You know, because they make money on you. They charge you an arm and a leg for the Ethernet connection, hundreds of dollars.
And, very important.
Because I'm willing to expend some money, you know, and they can defray costs. I'm pretty sure that's what got me in this time. So that's the trick, Dom. Spend money, they'll let you in the door. You gotta,
that always helps.
You got to grease the bouncers. I wonder how much you get in the spin room that night. So I will be in Des Moines. And I'll do a Des Moines pre-debate show. And then I'm going to, you know, attend whatever sort of spend room I'm allowed to attend. And then back to the Marriott. And I'll tell you what happens that night on the Thursday show. And then, Dom, back to Iowa for the Hawkeye Caucus. Hawkeye Caucus. I hate saying it that way. Monday, January 15th, the nation's first. And I did look it up. Loras College in Dubuque will not be hosting the Republicans. Oh, okay. So I will be at the high school in Dubuque, Iowa. They got a lot of different polling stations at that particular place. So that's a for sure, Z-Dom. I'll be in Dubuque. Will you join me there?
I have it on the calendar.
That's a we'll see. Depends on the weather kind of a deal. You know what else, Dom? I didn't realize. One more quick trip around the mulberry bush here. I had anticipated going out to Nevada for the primary, which is February 6th. But then I started doing some digging right before I got ready to book the trip. And I realized, well, Nevada, which will also be obviously a swing state, that'll be an important state this fall. So I was trying to pick some states that will have import in the spring, but also in the fall. So if we got to go back, we already got some friends, made some relationships on the ground, as they say. Nevada's got a primary on the 6th, but they've got a caucus on the 8th. And Nikki Haley's in the primary, along with Aida Hutchinson and a lot of also-rans. Everybody else is going to the caucus. So they are dividing the electorate of the state of Nevada. Now, it was my thought that I was going to come back like on the 7th, you know, make that Wednesday a travel day and tell you what happened when I got back. But now I almost feel like I got to stick around for the second, the caucus date on the 8th, right?
I don't know. Three nights in Vegas, that's almost getting to the maximum, Gertie.
Well, here's the other thing you should know. What else happens in Vegas that week, Dom? You ever heard of a little event they call the Super Bowl?
Oh, no kidding. That's that weekend.
That Sunday, February 11th, the Super Bowl will be held for the very first time in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I would probably be down both my kids' college funds by then, you know, 3-4 days in Vegas. So I got to think I could get comped all the way through the Super Bowl.
It's only gambling if you lose, Curdy. Otherwise, it's a sure thing. And I hope the power doesn't go out during the Super Bowl, man.
That would be terrible. Like the Badger game? Yeah. When all the Badger fans with the Badgers were going to win, and then the bets were all called off because somebody drove into the transformer. Like that was a random circumstance. Some casino made that order, put out the hit on the transformer that night, Tom. But anyways, I'm not exactly, yeah. I'm torn about what to do that week. What is shocking to me is that at this point, the airfare still super cheap to Vegas, right? It's because they don't know the Packers are going yet. So I got to get in early, lock down my seats, you know, on an airplane and then at a hotel. And, you know, if the Packers happen to make it all that way, which I'm feeling pretty good about at this point, then I'll see you at the Super Bowl, Dom. 844.
Yeah.
Put me down for the Super Bowl, okay? 844-967-2789. Mark from Sussex, sometimes a conservative, for the very first time agreeing with us, guys. Well, let's hear all about it, Mark.
Well, first of all, thank you for taking my call again. I think it's the perfect scenario because I agree that if they do legalize marijuana to the full extent, then it's going to be perfect because all of the people, we can make Wisconsin a sanctuary state because all of the people that fail the drug tests, we can bring in all of the illegal immigrants to replace those people.
Fortunately, Mark, there's not a drug test in the radio industry, but if you are in the sort of industry that you work in, let's say you're in a truck driver. We got our friend Rick Smith, who's a Teamster, and will be joining us in the 5 o'clock hour. If you're a Teamster, you get drug tested if you drive over the road. Well, Mark, I'm not advocating that everyone smoke weed, but why can't I?
No, I don't disagree. And I'm saying if you do, then you got to know what the consequences are. So it's a perfect scenario. We can make Wisconsin a sanctuary city, replace all of these good, hardworking Americans with illegal immigrants.
Well, Tim Michaels would tell you Wisconsinites are lazy, but please continue, Mark.
Well, I that's really all I had because, again, I agree with you for one time, Crudy and Dom, so thank you.
Well, you're being snarky to us, Mark. I'm not quite sure what you're advocating for exactly. If we legalize marijuana, I think you would bring some people out of the shadows. Right now, the immigrant population, many of them live in the shadows. I don't think that's where they belong. I think you bring people out of the shadows. I mean, these are behaviors already here, Mark. I got to tell you.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's not like if you're already employed at a place that does drug testing, you know, you have to deal with that, whether or not the drug is legal or not. So, you know, I'm not clear that there's going to be it's not a gateway drug situation, man. If that would be the case, then you could, and which I don't believe in the term gateway drug, but I know the Republicans like to throw it out there. But now the Republicans, and now they're coming forward with this total lame ass buzzkill proposal to, you know, legalize some medicinal if you're on your deathbed. What is it about being, you know, 12 months away from my death versus 24 months away from my death versus 30 years away from my death that allows you, Mr. Voss and Republicans, to dictate what I should ingest and how I should live my life?
The way this guy's living, it's rough book at best. I mean, you should give him, let him try all the drugs.
I mean, that's what Senator Johnson says. Oh, it's just so ridiculous. And, you know, the same cats will have three fingers and have no problem. I mean, look at of all the drunkest cities and counties in the country, like majority of them are here in the state of Wisconsin. That's okay. Come on, man. It's all around us. It's already here. It's always been here. It will always be here. Let's just, you know, not persecute people for enjoying a little bit of life while they can. You got to wait till we're almost dead, and then you can do it. Well, thanks, Robin Voss.
Do you think it's the smell? Do you think Republicans just hate the smell of burning cannabis? I mean, we all are very familiar with that smell. You and I love it smells like freedom.
Yeah, baby.
But that is the greatest complaint. I mean, why you could take concentrate like 75, 85% and light that up and bubble it in your lungs.
Yeah, one hit of an 80, 90% vape is, and even for a veteran like myself, is really all you need to, you know, kickstart, man. You're not smoking these things like that ditchweed full joint that gives you a headache.
That the guy used to sell me in college.
I know. Can you believe it, man?
Anyways, 844-967-2789. We got some sound of Joe Biden. I'd like to get there soon, but let's go back to the phones. The original Claire, how you doing?
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Devils.
Hello, Claire.
Hello. First thing I thought was, oh, the state of Wisconsin is going into the marijuana business now? What kind of prices are they going to charge? Are they going to go for profit?
Well, if Republicans are putting forth the proposition, hell yes. They'll leave the big profit on the table from the broader marijuana, you know, marketplace that would be $200 million a year just in taxation. Even under Scott Walker, the prediction was $135 million from Scott Walker's low-estimating bureaucrats, Claire. That's the real money we're leaving on the table. But if you could stick it to some cancer patients for an extra, you know, $35 on their quarter, hell yes, says Robin Voss. Let's do it.
Terrible.
Exactly.
I think they have a bad attitude about the marijuana, Claire. But we appreciate your great attitude.
Yeah, great to hear from you, Claire. Thank you. Have a wonderful week. 844-967-2789. What's the number here? Mark from the SEC, you are next. Welcome. Happy Monday. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Well, they got a bad attitude about health management in the first place. As we've talked about many times on this program, the billions of dollars they've left on the table for Medicaid funding that could have, you know, vastly helped the state of Wisconsin, you know, improved our budget, improved the health of the people.
Yeah, but the federal government could have bellied up in the last 10 years.
Hogwash. I mean, these guys come up with no excuses for everything. And Robin Voss is, you know, that I don't know how many doctors there are in the Republican Party that are serving currently in our legislature. But it occurred to me, isn't the Biden administration looking into delist marijuana as a?
Well, I'll believe it when I see it, Mark. But you know, it's got to be tremendously galling. If I was a woman and I was sitting here listening, and I appreciate your call, Mark, but if I was listening to this conversation about men's right to use or people's right to use legalized marijuana, you know, for medical reasons as prescribed by a doctor, I might take it a little personal in that currently Republicans would strip my abortive rights, my reproductive rights, and tell me, no, no exceptions for rape or incest. We know better than you. So these Republicans, I would hope, aren't fooling anybody. Are you fooled? Do you feel fooled?
I'm not fooled. 844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, we'll squeeze you in. Welcome, Tom. What do you got
for us? Hey, Tommy.
Hey, guys. First off, we go Pack Go. Second, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. You know, the Republicans have one thing in mind in everything that they do, and that is to divide the people. Divide the people any which way they can. If they can divide and conquer even on an issue like marijuana, they'll do it. They do nothing to unite the state. It's pretty amazing. And Scott Walker actually brought it to the attention with Widow Hendricks.
Divide and conquer starts with the public sector unions, and then on to start with the private sector unions, then on to the right to work state here. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, loving every minute of it. When you're a part of this big program, join us. 844-967-2789. We've got sound from the president and perhaps a little argument down pro-Palestinian protesters shutting down the exit routes that happened to be on University Ave recently. Uh-oh. Let's just say I was in a hurry. I did not take it well. It's perhaps a little hangry that day. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. You'll love every minute of it. Text, call, 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRC.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
News from the Center, WRCE.
The big and tall of political talk, the devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Lead and weed, but we didn't stay there. We got the president's remarks. President Joe Biden spoke to the nation earlier today. We've got the sound. Nate, going to need your help. Let's get to the president, if we could. Starting with cut number one, the Confederate flag. Well, let's take it down. Cut one.
It changed hearts. You did something that may not have happened but for your courage. You brought down the Confederate flag in South Carolina. You brought it down. No, you did.
I think Nikki Haley was around during those times.
Yeah, I think so.
Wonder how she could back into explaining the Civil War without using the word slavery.
We can't have that now.
More credit to South Carolina from the president. He's obviously traveling to the Palmetto State. Here he is, cut two.
It's because of this congregation and the black community of South Carolina, and not an exaggeration, and Jim Clyburn, that I stand here today as your president, because of all of you. That's a fact.
That is a
That's
fact.
That's a fact.
Cootie can reinforce the validity of that fact. Had it not been for the James Clyburn endorsement during the presidential debate, again, that was a primary debate, back when, you know, there were like five Democrats still on the ballot. I don't think Joe Biden would have advanced without that endorsement. I don't think he'd be the president now. And Nam, I would point out, while the current president is campaigning in South Carolina today, there was a student walkout and there was a mass shooting in Iowa over the weekend. Perry, Iowa was the location. And I'll be curious, as this Iowa caucus plays out over the next week, how many times the Republican candidates are asked about gun control? Where do you stand,
President Trump,
or Nikki Haley? Trump,
but I'm pretty sure he said this, we need to get over it.
Well, he was at a rally in Iowa. He said it was terrible, but we need to get over it. Told the people there, get over it. Get over it. The violence. Here is what Joe Biden had to say earlier today on gun control, cut three.
There's no excuse for this carnage. We have to ban assault weapons. I did it once before, and I'm going to come back again and do it.
Joe Biden talks about the MAGA, cut four.
Their whole theory has no facts, has no proof, has no evidence. That's why time and again they lost in every court of law that challenged the results. 60 losses in courts of America. There's one thing they don't have. They don't have respect for the 81 million people who voted the other way, voted for my candidacy.
In fact, they would like to steal history, according to President Joe Biden, cut five.
An extreme movement of America, the MAGA Republicans, led by a defeated president, is trying to steal history now. They tried to steal an election. Now they're trying to steal history, telling us that violent mob was, and I quote, a peaceful protest.
Now we're going to jump ahead. The president was interrupted today by protesters, and I'd like to talk about the protest. But before we do, a little bit more of President Joe Biden, cut number seven, please.
Let me be clear. for those who don't seem to know, slavery was the cause of the Civil War. There's no negotiation about that.
Well, really, he took a shot at both of his opponents. He took a shot at Nikki Haley, who didn't acknowledge slavery was part of the Civil War, despite being the, you know, the former governor of South Carolina, and saying, I had many black friends growing up. And above and beyond that, the former president said over the weekend, well, the Civil War could have been avoided. You know, slavery could have been negotiated.
Yes, it's negotiated. Trump, he's got all the answers for everything. Just ask Donald Trump.
By the way, according to President Joe Biden, Trump's a loser. Cut eight.
Losers are taught to concede when they lose. And he's a loser.
Now, a little bit earlier during the course of Joe Biden's speech, he was interrupted at this South Carolina church, and the protesters were pro-Palestinian. And here is how Joe Biden responded. Cut number six, please.
I understand their passion, and I've been quietly working. I've been quietly working with the Israeli government to get them to reduce and significantly get out of Gaza. Using all that I can to do.
Now, prior to that, the president was loudly interrupted by chants from the crowd, and he did respond to them, and obviously they were cleared from the congregation, from this church, and his speech did continue. But this protest, I worry, Dom, President Joe Biden is losing the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. So many of the young people, especially, they're pro-Palestinian, and they're taking, you know, strong declarative actions. They're protesting. They're interrupting the president. There's reporting at thehill.com. The entry points to New York City today were blocked by hundreds of protesters, jamming up the traffic. And, Dom, I think it's wrong. Mostly because it happened to me here in Madison.
Yeah, see, let's just get to it. Were you inconvenienced, Mike, by someone else's protest?
I felt significantly inconvenienced, yes.
And therefore, you think that they should not protest?
Well, it's already under construction, talking about University Avenue, going from the west side of Madison to the downtown portion where I live to where I work. And one day, not so long ago, there were maybe a dozen or so protesters, and where the bottleneck was, they had parked a pickup truck across traffic, and they were waving Palestinian flags, and they were chanting, and there was some flow of traffic around them. They hadn't completely bottlenecked the entire city of Madison, but I had some bad thoughts that crossed my mind. Not that I'm not empathetic to the cause, and, you know, I did see some social media postings. 32,000 dead Palestinians in the Gaza so far. 32,000.
Wow.
That fill, what, the Kohl Center twice? So it's not that I don't think they're protesting for a good cause, Dom, but I fear, A, there is a fissure growing in the Democratic Party between those that would be seemingly too Israel first, and I'm talking about Joe Biden in this regard, as opposed to the, you know, pro-Palestinian wing of the Democratic Party and the progressives. I worry about that, Dom. But I also wonder if these protesters, if they're not being counterproductive. When you inconvenience a guy trying to go to make the greatest radio show ever.
Being very productive, we're talking about it right now. And that's kind of the point, right?
What if I was late for the radio? I mean, that's unprofessional when a radio show starts and a guy's just not ready for his cue.
What kind of rookies would do that? It's totally unprofessional, and they should be fired immediately.
They could have blocked me that day from showing up for the greatest radio show ever on time. So, come back for a happy hour. I'm loving it. It's a Monday edition.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.